USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another hearing on the January 6th attack on the Capitol is underway. Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan saying Capitol security officials should not have been so ill-prepared for the assault.
And if we ignore the mistakes of the past, the Capitol campus will continue to be vulnerable to unknown and unexpected threats.
Washington State Representative Jamie Butler saying the attack should never be forgotten. Today, the Texas House is trying to get to the bottom of the state's massive power outages. State Representative Abel Hacero lays out his concerns.
As we continue our investigation to answer why, it is clear there was an abominable display of inaction and ineptitude in leadership.
Testifying before the committee on Thursday is the head of ERCOT, which is in charge of the state's power grid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.